Joining us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline, new Seahawk Kobe Bryant. Kobe, first of all, welcome to Seattle. And secondly, how was rookie camp?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me. Rookie camp was quite a good experience, you know, just to go out there and compete and see some new faces out there as well. And, well, most importantly, you know, just being with the guys that I came in with and, you know, just learning new plays. And overall, it was just a great experience.
Kobe, been in that environment, and it is something else. What was that like, the first team meeting that you had with Pete Carroll, you know, walking up there, talking in front of everybody, the energy, the enthusiasm? Was it anything like you've ever experienced before?
Absolutely. It was actually, like, kind of identical. So that's why, you know, I kind of felt like as soon as he walked in that, you know, this is where I'm meant to be. You know, that's how it was at school, you know, with the energy and, you know, all the strength staff and coaches, you know, just coming into the meeting room ready to work. And then, you know, just seeing a legend, you know, Coach Carroll right in front of me, you know, and just hearing him talking, you know, and then interact with the DBs as well is special. You know, I'm extremely appreciative for him.
Kobe, who did you interact the most? Was it Carl Scott as a secondary coach? Who was the coach that you interacted the most with and learned from the most over the last 3 days?
Yeah, it was definitely Coach Scott, but, you know, as well as Coach Carroll, too. You know, like I said, he coaches the DBs. So, you know, I've seen him a lot as well. You know, he taught me new techniques. And, you know, just to have a hands-on with the head coaches and Coach Scott was surreal. And I'm, like I said, I'm extremely appreciative for that.
Hey, Kobe, there's all kinds of weird rules with rookie camp, with OTAs, and obviously you're going to keep encountering this all offseason. But I remember listening to your rookie call when you were initially drafted and you had the conference call, and I was driving, so it was broadcasting on our air. And I remember thinking, your call in particular stuck out to me, and I was like, this guy is so confident and sounds so competitive. So I want to talk about that a little more, but first, I have to know how hard it was to not make plays on the ball and be as aggressive as you wanted to at rookie camp.
That was extremely hard. Like you said, I'm a competitive guy, but, you know, there's a time and a place to be a pro. And, you know, at the time, we couldn't make the plays on the ball and just have to be a pro right there. You know, I'm in NFL right now, so, you know, I have to train myself to, like I said, there's times when we can make a plays on the ball and when we can't, so.
So walk me through the mindset of you were a team captain, right? You sound very confident when you were in there. Like I always wonder this with rookies. You're used to being the guy. You're used to being a team leader and having people turn to you, knowing exactly what to do. Now you're going into a new program where you're like, I can't walk in and be like, hey, I'm the guy. Like, what's the mindset like?
You know, the mindset is just, you know, head down and work. You know, my ears are put back. You know, I'm ready to listen to anyone and that provides, you know, positive information and, you know, things that I can pick up on. You know, I'm only a rookie, so I haven't played not one down of, you know, the NFL game yet. So I'm all ears. And, you know, just like I said, just put my head down and work, you know, just earn respect from, you know, not only just my teammates, but, you know, the coach, Mr. Snyder, and, you know, Coach Carroll as well, too, you know, just to earn respect from those guys will mean a lot. So,
Kobe, I'm extremely excited to have you here in Seattle, and you know, for a lot of different reasons. But everything that you experienced in Cincinnati, you know, has you ready to you know, really compete right away here in Seattle. But what was that like having a counterpart in Sauce Gardner, who is getting a lot of the attention, a lot of the accolades, and you know, a lot of the respect from the opposing teams, and you knowing that you're going to get those opportunities? I mean, it's not necessarily a disrespect to you because they can't just say, hey, we're not going to throw it to both sides, but you knew that you were going to get the ball thrown your way more, you know, more so than any other player. What was that challenge like?
You know, just me being a competitor, I loved it. You know, I loved every bit at it. You know, sometimes, you know, I gave, you know, a couple passes up, which is, you know, going to happen playing corner. But, you know, it's about the plays that you bounce back and make. You know, that was the biggest thing. And I feel like this year really challenged, you know, and showed my character of, you know, when things happen, you know, I don't back down or shy away. You know, I continue to work towards them and, you know, just keep working and make the plays that come to me.
Kobe, I know you probably will say, hey, I can do it all. But as a corner coming in, What would you describe yourself as in terms of a corner? Are you a guy that likes to, you know, play softer and pattern match and read? Are you a guy that likes to play press man to man and play one on one coverage? What type of corner do you feel like you are right now?
Definitely, you know, press man and, you know, play man coverage. You know, that's what I feel like I've always been able to do. You know, just playing zone, you know, I learned that in college, you know, but prior to that, you know, obviously I was always man. And, you know, just like I keep saying, you know, being a competitor I am, you know, I want to go up to the line of scrimmage and, you know, compete and, you know, show my presence at the line of scrimmage and when the ball is in the air, just make a play on the ball.
All right, Kobe, I got to do a little bit of a, not a lightning round, but as close as possible to that, because one thing that we want to be sure to do, we did this with Ken also, is it's to help people get to know you, right? Because that's the thing, is yes. they want to know you as a player, but then they also want to know you as a person, right? They're going to be rooting for you. Right. They're going to see you every Sunday. So just clear your mind. I need you to come up with the first response. Here we go. The show that you're watching right now.
Ozark.
Oh, that's a good one. Let's see. Yeah. The last album or song you listened to?
I would say it's the future one. I forgot the name of it. It just came out like last Friday. So
okay. the perfect meal.
Pasta.
What kind of pasta?
I would say like shrimp Alfredo.
Oh, see, you already knew. It's the perfect answer.
Yeah.
favorite restaurant.
I would say Wasabi. It's like a hibachi place in Cleveland, Ohio. So I like hibachi as well, too.
All right. You are going to visit friends for the weekend at home. Tell us what you're doing.
Top Golf.
Yeah, there's nice. One out here.
Yeah.
Fantastic nice. Answers, Kobe.
Nice, nice. Kobe, what was it like for you? You know, there was some conversation about, you know, how you were going to request eight. You know, that's who, Kobe Bryant's who you were named after, and pay homage to him. How cool was that a moment for you when the Seahawks said, hey, you know what, we're already giving you the jersey? Was that kind of a shock that you didn't have to, you know, make your case a little bit more?
Yeah, it was actually kind of a shock. So I guess, you know, when I did wear eight my last game, you know, as a Cincinnati Bearcat, you know, I wore eight, and, you know, I guess a lot of people liked it, you know, and I obviously liked it as well too. And, you know, I just, my mentality was, you know, obviously I'm a rookie this year, my name's Kobe. So, you know, the first thing I thought is, you know, why not keep eight and go into the year with rookie Kobe? And, you know, that's what Kobe Bryant wore going into his rookie year, and, you know, that's I fell into place.
How did it feel being just out at rookie camp for the setting? Had you been to Seattle before?
No, I've never been to Seattle, but Seattle's a great city. You know, it's a little rainy there. so, you know, I didn't get a chance to experience any sun. But other than that, you know, just the coaches, the atmosphere, the love around the city, the fans. You know, I get all type of messages from the fans, you know, excited to have me. You know, mm-hmm. it feels like I'm already welcome, you know, but I still have a lot to prove, and, you know, I look forward to playing in front of the fans and, you know, enjoying the season.
Is there a part of you that's pretty excited about getting to training camp or OTAs when the vets get there, knowing that you're going to be up against DK and Tyler?
Absolutely. You know, I know Jamal Adams, so I've been talking to him. You know, it was crazy. I'm first, you know, connected with him right before the combine. And we would talk here and there, and then, you know, coincidentally, you know, look at guy work. We landed on the same team. So, you know, I'm excited to play with him and Quandre Diggs, you know, Trey Brown, Sidney Jones, and all those guys, and just learn as much as I can. And, you know, just go out and do what I can. So,
you know, you're going to be going up against, you know, some very, very talented receivers, obviously Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, D. Eskridge, right, and crew. You know, have you had a chance to talk to those guys yet on the other side of the ball? Because one of the hallmark staples here of this program is, you know, there's great communication, you know, learning from one side to the other. And I'm sure that those guys are anxious to battle up against you and also, you know, teach you anything that you have any questions on.
No, I haven't really talked to, you know, any of the receivers. You know, just Tyler Lockett just congratulated me on, you know, getting drafted and everything. But, you know, I'm sure they'll come up to me, you know, throughout the process, throughout the, you know, training camp and OTAs and everything. And, you know, just give me a little piece of nuggets, because I'm going to be asking them as much as I can, especially, you know, Tyler Lockett, just because he's such a vet. I'll be even asking, you know, DK as well. So, you know, just those type of things that you pick up on and learn from. And, you know, and I did actually talk to, you know, Geno Smith as well. He contacted me, you know, when I got drafted, and he told me to respect my game. So, you know, just hearing things like that from veteran guys like him and, you know, Tyler mm-hmm. Lockett and all those guys paying, you know, respect, it means a lot. So,
does it still feel kind of surreal, or are you someone that's like, look, I roll with the punches, so I'm in it now?
Yeah, so I'm kind of that type of guy that, you know, roll with the punches. You know, I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity. You know, when the call happened, you know, I was kind of shocked.
Yeah.
You know, not shocked in a good way, but I'm extremely happy to be in. You know, I feel like this is just, it happens for a reason. You know, I was here to, you know, for a reason, and it was meant to be, so.
Well, Kobe, we are excited to have you here, not just here in Seattle as a player, but here joining us this morning. You're at a very important position for Pete Carroll, and this is a defense that's going to be really exciting this year. So we're excited to see you on it, and hopefully we get another chance to talk to you this year.
Yes, thank you for having me.